everyone, and happy Thursday. Also, welcome back. It's so good to be using this mic and recording right now. I cannot even tell you the level of happiness that I'm feeling right now. It's been 6 months, which felt like forever. It feels so unreal that, you know, these 6 months have passed by without a single day going by thinking about what content to create next. But 2020 wasn't a year for me. Actually, it wasn't a year for anyone, and I am no exclusion. So I didn't expect this day to come, to be honest. I thought that, you know, I'm probably never going to go back to creating content for a very long time. But here we are. The universe decided to give me another chance. So hi, welcome to this podcast, and it makes me so happy to have you here. If you are new and you've not watched or listened to my content yet, hello, my name is Simreen and I am a content creator who thinks she is funny. I may be funny, I mean, that's up to you to decide. But I'm sure that you're going to take away some really good lessons about life and rants about certain things every time you listen to my podcast. And this podcast this time is going to have some amazing guests where we're going to have endless conversations on some really fun topics and topics that you'd want to listen to. So yeah, where have I been? I disappeared suddenly, you know. When I started 2020, I had certain goals in my mind in terms of creating content. And I thought, okay, I was going to make this happen. I was going to achieve this. And I had everything. I had the time. I had the resources. I had the mental energy. I had the team to make it happen. October 24th, 2019, I created Khemani Productions, which was first a place where I thought that it was only going to be a portfolio for my films that I created in university. But in 2020, that thing became a production hub where I created comedy content along with my team. Now, for those of you who have been following on my journey would know that this thing did not work out for me. And that was my breaking point. The reason is because I thought that that thing was something that was going to work out for me for the rest of my life. P.S. I'm sorry for the background noise. My family loves screaming at the top of their voice. So anyways, so failure of Khemani Productions was when I really, really started to go low-key. And I started feeling very incompetent and low on energy to create or do anything at all. For the last 2 years that I have created content, a lot of it is, you know, happened through collaborations and through things here and there. And this year I realized that maybe if I started creating solo content and see what works for me, that would help me hone my voice. So when this whole, you know, fiasco of Khemani Productions failure happened, it was a good thing and a bad thing as well. Because as soon as Khemani Productions got over, I started, you know, while the whole Khemani Productions fiasco was going on, I started to apply for jobs which didn't work out for me in the beginning. So I started my journey with freelancing as soon as Khemani Productions got over, which was a complete new thing for me because until last year, I knew what freelancing was, but I just didn't think that I would enter this field because I thought that, you know, life was all about getting a job and getting all that cash and, you know, then doing my master's. And I thought that maybe, you know, June, July, I would go for my master's and my life was sorted. And then Corona happened and then everything got ruined. Although in the lockdown, the amount of content that I produced, not just for my personal channel, but also for Khemani Productions, helped me learn a lot. But after I finished, like after I had to scrape off Khemani Productions and after I started freelancing, a lot of my energy started channeling into getting into that workflow, you know, getting into that zone to create content, I mean, to work on content from home. Which is why, you know, a lot of things in my life started to get missed out, which I don't think is wrong because when you are new to something, you need to dedicate your time to that. Thankfully, you know, things have started to slowly, mashallah, alhamdulillah, started to work out. And this is why I decided to revive my podcast again. I have so much more to do. I have so much of content that I want to create, but I do not want to do it all together because then it would be a fiasco once again. So I thought of starting it with podcast. What lies ahead for us, for Kimani Productions? Kimani Productions is over. Maybe in the future, if something happens, happens. But for now, it's done. For me, I don't know. Like, I've always had goals. But this time, I don't want to have goals. This time, I just want to take it as it goes and hope that one podcast or one video that comes ahead and changes my life for good. You know, the kind of hope and the belief in prayers and all the hard work that I have been putting in all these years to build who I am today. So yeah, I don't have anything to think about moving forward, but I do know that I want to this time. I don't want to do anything just for the sake of creating, but I want to do each and every piece that I create with all my heart and see where it goes. I've started doing comedy. Now, this is something new. I have been creating comedy content, but I wasn't really involved into heavy stand-up comedy for a very... I mean, I started only when towards the end of Kimani Productions time. So a lot of people don't know about it, but I started stand-up comedy, which is, again, not something that I want to pursue in a very, very long term, but something that I want to do side by side as I'm becoming a content creator. And as, you know, I'm creating content for the internet because I think that will help me hone my voice. And if that works out, that work. Oh my God, the bell. This is what happens when you're at home and you want to record. Nothing. You will not get views. Anyways, that's life. So the lessons that I learned in everything that happened in the last, I would say, few months are... crazy. I mean, I just didn't think that I would learn these lessons, but I did. And maybe before I end this podcast, I just would like to share it with you guys. Number one is that as much as you have bad people in your life, you also have great people. I would have never entered this whole freelance, the world of freelance, if it weren't for a few of my clients who are also my friends, if they would have never helped me kickstart this journey. So there are good people in this world, as much as, you know, at the same time, my first half of 2020 was destroyed by people who were the closest to me. So as much as there are good bad people in the world, there are also good people. So don't think that this world is mean or this world is really bad. If you have pure intentions and if you're true to who you are going to find the right people for you to help you move forward. And honestly, this year, I would have never been able to maneuver through this year if I didn't have good people in my life who actually helped me selflessly to move forward and continue to do so. The second thing is that as much as, you know, getting work done is important, achieving perfectionism is equally important. A lot of my work revolved around just, you know, for a very long time revolved around just getting work done, that, you know, okay, I have to get this done, I have to get that done. But once you start dealing with things on a professional level and once you are accountable to somebody else for the work that you're doing for them, things start to change. And that is the biggest lesson I learned this year. It's always good to get work done. Meeting deadlines is always a priority and should be. But if your work is not good and if it's not up to the mark, there's always a room to learn. Things you don't know, of course you should learn. But things you know, don't rush with it. Take your time and make it as good as you can. Because what's the point of creating something when the person on the other side will not like it or does not like it? And that is a skill that I think I didn't have until this year happened, and I continue. Where was I? When you're recording at home, you know, a lot of disturbances happen, so I'm sorry for that. But yeah, I think striving towards being good at what I do is something that I'm working on this year, and I'm hoping that it gets better in the coming year. So thank you for listening to this podcast, audio note. I don't know what to call this because it's just something that I recorded. I don't think I was planning on recording anything else anyways because this was the first podcast after so long. Moving forward, we're gonna have a lot of rants on topics and it's gonna be a good one. I'm so excited to share this journey with you guys. And for those of you who've been there with me for a very long time, thank you. It is the love for creating content that's actually kept me sane for a very long time. A lot of things and a lot of situations in my life, I probably would have not survived if it wasn't for the love for creating content. And there has been a lot of times where just writing, scripting, being in front of the camera has saved my life. And this, you know, this relation that I have with the love for writing and being in front of the camera and performing or recording is a journey of a lifetime. And I hope that this time, now that I've started, I don't want to stop. And I hope that there is just onwards and upwards from here. Thank you for tuning in for today. See you next week with a funny rant or a guest. I mean, there is no surprise. Actually, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I have a guest for next week, which is why I'm saying that. There's no surprise, no suspense, no pre-recorded stuff. It's all going to be on the spot. So, I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in and bye.